Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. Brenda B., when last we left off, we were speaking with Brenda Watson.
Absolutely, and we're going to get back to Brenda Watson today. We're talking about IBS, Crohn's colitis, what causes it, what you can do about it.
But what about that great book giveaway you were talking about?
Yes, we're going to have a book giveaway, Brenda Watson's Gulf.
I wrote
Gut Solutions. You wrote that.
I wrote that the wrong way.
Gut Solutions book, her great book about digestive conditions. And through it, you'll see all the natural solutions, too, that you can get. Now, if you've just joined us, we are Gulf Coast Nutrition and our Gulf Coast Nutrition Radio show you're listening to, but come by the store. We're located on Alderman Road and Alt 19 in Palm Harbor. We've got a great store there.
And you can also check us out online at gulfcoastnutrition.com. But let me go ahead and give out that all-important phone number now to win this book. Actually, we're going to have, what, three books, Brenda?
Three books we're giving away.
So if you call in and you get a busy signal, call right back. The number is 727-754-2900-727-754-2900. You call in, and if you're one of the first three callers, you will win the Gut Solutions book by Brenda Watson.
It's a great book. Thanks, Brenda, for being with us.
You're welcome.
And last we left, we were talking about the conditions IBS, colitis, and Crohn's. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, now that we went through what possibly the causes are, which we contribute a lot of it to the diet, what are your suggestions to help alleviate these conditions?
Well, with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, because it affects so many more people and because it's more of an irritation, I think when we think of IBS, let's think of irritated. So meaning the colon or the digestive system is irritated. And being irritated, just like can mean anything from, having spasms to cramping to like I said, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, swinging between the two. One thing that I found, too, I want to say, because this is important besides the diet with IBS, what typically happens is, Brenda, and Dr. V, fiber is very important to add into the diet, and I always recommend that people get 35 grams of fiber every day. But when you have IBS, for example, you'll find that if most people have tried fiber, that they back off of it. They don't like it because it can increase the gas and bloating, or at least cramping. And so the other thing is, sometimes for people who haven't tried fiber when they have IBS, it's because they think, if they've got loose stool, that fiber is going to give them more loose stool.
Right.
Okay, so one of the things I want to recommend is, if you for the ones who have, let's say, tried fiber and it has irritated them, if you tried psyllium fiber, it is very, very irritating for the IBS person. For whatever reason, I don't know, but I worked in a clinic for years. And one of the things I want to say about fiber, because I really think fiber is really important to add in as a supplement, because I don't believe anybody out there can eat 35 grams of fiber a day in their diet. I think it's hard. It's hard for me. I know it's hard for others. So we need supplemental fiber. And for people with IBS or even Crohn's or colitis, I recommend that they start with something like a flax-based fiber or, an acacia fiber for the soluble fiber. So that's really, really important.
Okay, and of course, changing the diet is very important as well.
Yeah, exactly. Changing the diet and just for 2 or 3 weeks, take out the gluten. And if you have to have, you feel like you have to have bread, or you feel like you have to have, something like a cereal, there's plenty of things like in your store. Dr. V, you have plenty of options for people, some nice options for breakfast cereals, gluten-free. There's gluten-free breads now that are everywhere. And so if you have to have that, then you can switch over to gluten-free. Many years ago when I was first starting out in the early 90s and I would tell people to go gluten-free, they would have a nervous breakdown. But today, it's much easier.
It is much easier. Now, what about glutamine?
Oh, well, glutamine is one of the most important things, and I have, okay, so let's talk about, L-glutamine is an amino acid, and you've heard L-glutamine, I mean, bodybuilders use L-glutamine, and, you know, L-glutamine is an amino acid that we need just about in every function of the body. Interestingly enough, if the gut lining is irritated and you take glutamine on an empty stomach, it will use the glutamine first. In other words, it will, the body's smart and it needs glutamine to repair the digestive lining. So let me explain. If you have inflammation, inflamed digestive lining from either IBS or ulcerative colitis or Crohn's, L-glutamine is the amino acids that the cells use to replicate new cells. So for example, the cells of the digestive lining shed in a normal person every 3 to 5 days, and we make new cells, just like we do on our skin. If you have an inflammation inside of your body, then your cells have shed off and not rebuilt themselves or not replicated because you don't have anything to use for food. And L-glutamine is the food of the cells of the digestive tract to make new cells.
And that's found within your intestine product.
Exactly. Intestinu is a powder, and we do have capsules, but for those out there, and I want to say this off the top of my head, if you've got reflux and GERD on top of it, the powder Intestinu is wonderful, and it gives you 5,000 milligrams per little scooper in the bottle of the L-glutamine per scoop, and it gives you something else called gamma-arosanol, which comes from rice bran oil. Now, when they took L-glutamine and gamma-arosanol in studies, they found that it was very anti-inflammatory for the digestive lining. So that means if you take that scoop on an empty stomach, it also has some little herbs in it, ginger and crane's bill, it will really help to rebuild the digestive lining. And again, even if you've got reflux and GERD, which is another form, Brenda, of just inflammation.
Mm-hmm. And Brenda, probiotics as well?
Yeah, well, I'm always going to say probiotics because it's the multivitamin for the gut. You know, you've got to have probiotics. And let me explain. We everybody has about three to four pounds, the weight of a brick inside of us in bacteria. And we want the predominant part of that bacteria to be the good friendly bacteria. And because the bacteria does so many things for us, and one of the things in, of course, inflammatory conditions like ulcerative Crohn's and colitis and IBS, the good bacteria has been destroyed. So we need to get the good bacteria back inside of us, and we need a high potency. And the reason is because if you've got 3 to 4 pounds inside of you and you want the majority of that 3 to 4 pounds to be the good guys, then you better be putting high potency. And I'm talking, I'm really in those conditions, 100 billion at a time.
Right. I would think so, too, for IBS, Crohn's, or colitis. Definitely those high potencies. And I know you have some, you even have 150 billion now.
We have 150 billion. The other thing with the probiotic is not only the potency, it's the amount of strains. Now, the other thing is the average person has 1,000 different strains of bacteria, and we hear the term lactobacillus, and we hear the term bifidobacteria all the time, and we want to make sure that we put enough of those strains. So in each of ours, we have 10 in the 50 billion, we have, I think, 14 in the 100 billion, and then in the 150 billion, I believe we have 40 strains now.
Wow, that's fabulous. So, Brenda, we're heading towards the end. So all of this is covered in that wonderful book, Gut Solutions, that you put out. And again, if you were listening earlier, we're giving away 3 Gut Solutions books to the first 3 callers. And that number, again, is 727-754-2900. So we're going to have some great winners, and this is one of the best books I've ever come across. Brenda, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye now.
So I wanted to mention to our listeners, don't forget about your tune-up as well, your free tune-up that you can get at Gulf Coast Nutrition. Just give us a call, and that's where you can come in with all your supplements that you currently take, and we'll help look over them and evaluate them and let you know if you're doubling up on something or if you're spending too much on one thing versus another or if you're missing something really important.
But the best way to do that is to give us a call first ahead of time so that we can schedule a good appointment for you. You give us a call, 727-754-2900. And again, Gulf Coast Nutrition, located at the corner of Alderman Road and Alternate 19 in Palm Harbor. And you can also check us out online at gulfcoastnutrition.com.
And you can also listen to a lot of our archive shows now on gulfcoastnutrition.com. So if you missed one of our previous shows, be sure to get on and check us out. We hope to have you back with us next week.
Alrighty, so until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.